8 critical negotiation skills to kill your sales quota. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. Sales quotas are the bane of many sales professionals as an artificial bar that is set randomly and without a true understanding of the challenges faced in working with clients. At the same time, quotas are seen as the driving force in growth from the management team that challenges and motivates the sales organization. In reality, sales quotes can be very motivational if they are approached in the right way. When the management team and the sales team work together to create realistic goals that still provide a steady push to higher sales volume, everyone wins. With that being said, there are some techniques and strategies that any sales representative can use to not just meet their quota, but to exceed their quota. Instead of thinking of quotas as the enemy, focus on how to improve negotiation and communication skills to connect with the buyer and create an environment of possibilities rather than trying to meet an arbitrary sales number with each meeting. The following 8 areas are all distinct negotiation skills that any sales professional can build into his or her method and strategy of interacting with the buyers. Remember, the goal is always to create a win-win environment in the meetings and to partner with the buyer in solving a business problem or overcoming a challenge. Just trying to sell a product or a service is not going to be effective, and it won't help meet those numbers or to build a solid client base. 1. Identifying and meeting directly with the decision maker. 2. Clarifying and aligning goals. 3. Negotiating a win-win outcome. 4. Clearly defining concessions. 5. Going above and beyond. Money. 6. Quid pro quo. Giving to get. 7. Timing is everything. Writing the terms of agreement. 8. Closing and celebrating the right way. How to identify and meet directly with the decision maker. One of the first techniques that top sales representatives master is the art of getting to the right person, aka the decision maker, access to power. No matter how polished or professional any sales presentation is, if the presentation isn't to a person with the ability, authority, and control to enter into a purchase agreement, it is a waste of your time as well as their time. Although in some cases, there are very strong influencers who are part of the decision-making process. And those people should also be kept in mind at all times during proposal presentation efforts. Of course, it can be difficult to find out who is the decision-maker in a company. In general, it will be someone from the C-suite, but which professional it is can differ based on the type of sale, the challenges faced, and how much the corporate leader knows about the given situation. For example, selling product A to the procurement manager may be a challenge if this manager has nothing to do and has no direct knowledge of how product A can be used to benefit the company. On the other hand, if the manager of that department of the company, or perhaps even the head engineer, was also present, the relevance, importance, and value of the product would be recognized. This could bring that technical expert, the manager or the engineer, in alignment with your sales presentation as an influencer, while the CEO or the procurement manager may have the signing authority for the contract. The influencer is the decision maker who would actually be the supervisor or the engineer. Take the time to learn about the corporate structure before making a presentation in the C-suite. You can often find out simply by doing some online research via LinkedIn or the company website if they would be the right person to speak with regarding your proposal. You can also go a step further to send them a request to connect on LinkedIn and also follow their company LinkedIn page and Twitter page. This will allow you to network in advance of the meeting, creating a warm sales call as opposed to a cold sales call with your first meeting. Reach out to those with the decision-making power, as well as those that can support your recommendations, and provide the inside validation of the value of making a purchase. While reaching out to these carefully selected people, ensure that you ask if they are the decision-maker regarding this process. Make sure you are respectful, but never let the receptionist string you along and waste your time. Don't beat around the bush. Ask them, "Are you the decision-maker?" If you have done your online research, you most likely will end up on the phone with the decision maker or a powerful influencer. If they are not the decision maker, they will tell you they are not, and you must ask who the decision maker is. When you learn who the decision maker is, make it a point to get their contact information, including name, email, and phone number, and place this in your CRM. You will also want to ask if there is anyone else involved in the decision-making process and jot down their information as well in order to make the call as productive for yourself as possible. Once you have established the key decision-makers and influencers to your sales proposal, you can go back to social media, especially LinkedIn, and request to connect with them directly that way. Customized LinkedIn messages stand a 50% better chance of being accepted when compared to generic LinkedIn connection requests. Avoid wasting your time with someone that doesn't have need, desire, financial capacity, and authority. Once you have connected with the decision maker, start asking sales qualification questions during your natural dialogue to ensure they are, in fact, a qualified prospect. Here is a sales qualifying checklist that you can memorize to help you during your next steps in your sales process. After this, it is time to present your proposal, clarifying and aligning goals. While you may see your goal in any meeting as to sell a product, in reality, what you are trying to do is to solve a gap in the buyer's existing abilities and what the possibilities exist for the company. A sale only happens if there is value in the product for the buyer. But that doesn't mean that the only goal the sales rep has is to make the sale. In fact, the seller needs to go into the meeting also looking for a way to resolve the challenges of the buyer. In this way, both the seller and the buyer are in alignment, looking for ways to create a solution that satisfies a recognized need within a system. Learn how to run. A productive sales meeting and your ability to clarify and align goals will improve dramatically. This type of alignment of goals brings the buyer and the seller into a mutually collaborative experience during the meeting. However, this won't happen by accident. Creating a message in advance that is tailored to clarifying the focus of the meeting, to solve the problem, gap, want, challenge of the company, needs to be an important part of your preparation. It should also be a clear intent in your opening message and outlined in your agenda, clarifying for the buyer what your true objectives are for the meeting. This will prevent that defensive, disinterested, and often dismissive attitude that can be difficult to break through when talking to decision makers in any business. Being well prepared and offering a valuable solution diminishes this natural dynamic in the room. So, make sure that you stop pitching and start solving client business problems. Additionally, by structuring the sales presentation to be interactive, informative, and not a hardcore sales pitch, further aligns the goals, allowing you to test possibilities along the way and then move into the close at the opportune time. Have a structured process for getting your prospects to take the next steps towards closing the sale. Don't leave such an important meeting and process to your memory alone. Always have an agenda and structured process. This agenda should even include a process to overcoming sales objections. Negotiating a win-win outcome. This is the best type of outcome. Both parties that enter the sales negotiation end up walking away from the table with a good feeling and a good deal. Both parties feel accomplished and successful, two of the most rewarding and motivating feelings in business. In sales, this may seem like a challenge, but it actually is not as difficult as it seems, provided the sales professional has completed advanced research and has elite product knowledge. The biggest negotiation strategy in creating a win-win situation in a sales meeting is to look for additional solutions to the buyer's problems without them having noticed it. This shows the buyer that you are taking the time and effort to provide the value his, her business will benefit from in the long run. This doesn't always need to include cutting the price or offering something for free. The key is in understanding the buyer's challenge in completing the sale as it has been presented. Effective communication skills for sales professionals is an absolute necessity. It may be that the volume of the purchase required to get the lower price is too high, and the company only has enough inventory space to store half the bulk order. With proper communication and research, a deeper understanding is gained, and the sales rep can then look for creative solutions based on the concerns or interests of the buyer. Communication, openness, relationship development, and innovative problem-solving abilities are the keys to win-win outcomes. Perhaps the sales rep could offer just-in-time delivery, allowing the customer to buy the full lot to get the discount price, and then have the inventory stored with the seller's company and delivered on an agreed-upon schedule. By looking for innovative ways that everyone wins, there is the chance to make a sale today with a buyer who walks out of the meeting feeling good about the deal, and, more importantly, feeling good about the interaction with the sales rep. The next time that your product or service is needed, you will be first on his list of people to call. Before meeting with any decision maker, you should have mastered general sales negotiation tactics, win-lose situation. In this type of a sales interaction, one party walks away feeling great, while the other feels cheated, taken advantage of, or lied to. Unfortunately, for a sales rep working on quotas, these win-lose situations end up eroding your list of clients as one deal sours the relationship. Although you make that one sale, that may be your only opportunity to work with the company. Win-lose situations cause more work in the long run. As trust is lost, the client will be more demanding, and you will find yourself working harder to retain and please the client. Clearly defining concessions. Concessions planning is a part of advanced planning for the sales meeting, and it is a critical element of any preparation. Concessions are the changes you are willing to make in the sales meeting to the sales proposal. Reaching a successful deal often involves altering the proposal to better suit the needs and wants of your prospect. It is a negotiation process that must be studied based on what you are selling and your company's profit margins. Think of concessions as developing a bottom line. Before you enter into this discussion, you should know how low you can go in price or how you can alter the proposal and remain within your company's desired profit margin. You need to determine how much of a discount can be granted in different situations. These situations differ vastly depending on the service or product you sell. Products may involve different volumes that create price breaks, and services might entail how many additional hours can be put into a project. Offering an avid fisherman or sportsman a weekend at the corporate luxury cabin may be a way to generate a sale if you can't go lower on price, or there are no additional discounts to be offered. If you haven't thought these types of scenarios out in advance, the simple concession that could have solidified the deal is never offered. One of the worst things to do in a concession is to simply throw out a number. Most salespeople have been in a meeting where the buyer asks for a 20% deduction on the cost of the other order, and the sales rep replied that he or she could offer 10%. By automatically complying and meeting in the middle, the sales rep has set the price lower, perhaps lower than where the buyer was aiming to take the deal. A better option would be to suggest a smaller amount of a discount than half of what was requested. Perhaps offer a discount of an additional 2% over the next 5 orders, or some other creative and compelling alternative. Another method would be to offer additional services or products that you would benefit the customer and your company can produce for low cost. This gives the customer something else to consider and also builds in the opportunity for additional sales at a small percentage that is well above your bottom line. Without having clearly defined concessions in place, any sales rep can get caught up in the excitement of making a big sale and make a serious error in judgment. This can cause serious financial problems for your company that you will be held accountable for. You are the sales representative, and this is your opportunity to responsibly develop profitable business for your organization. Your sales team leader will think of you as a go-to when big deals come across the board, if you can responsibly handle concessions. Remember, this is a negotiation, and to negotiate, both parties at the table must have the authority to make a decision that creates a desired win-win outcome. If the sales rep doesn't have a bottom line or doesn't know what can be offered, the common solution is to call the sales manager. However, having to meet several times or make phone calls during a meeting distract from the flow of your sales process. This is a waste of time and can make you look dull to a point that could cause you to lose the sale. The buyer may think that if you don't know enough about your product or service to negotiate, then you aren't taking your job or business seriously. In the case that you don't have the authority and can't give an accurate and honest answer, it is best to be honest. Tell your prospect that you cannot give him an accurate answer and you need to discuss the offer with one of your colleagues. Make it a point at this moment to take out your notepad or tablet and write the exact offer down and discuss it to the best of your ability to avoid going back and forth another time. When you know your bottom line or the concessions you create opportunities, the buyer may have not otherwise considered. This is another way to create a win-win based on your knowledge of the person across the table. The ability to define and negotiate concessions is critical to successful sales negotiation. Without it, your ability to meet your quota will falter, and you will miss out on sales opportunities that otherwise would have closed. Clearly, defining concessions on the spot requires authority and superior knowledge of your products, services, and cost pricing structure. Sometimes it is necessary to go back and forth to ensure both parties are winning and your client feels fully serviced. Going above and beyond. In the fishing cabin scenario above, the concession revolved around a value-added freebie that was of interest to the buyer. Sometimes, despite your best research and knowledge of the person making the decision, this isn't a natural match for the sale or for the type of communication and exchange that is occurring at the negotiating table. One technique that savvy buyers will use, particularly those at the upper levels of management in a company, is to focus on the price. They will talk about their budget, the issues with the economy that are driving down their sales, and perhaps even the lower prices offered by your competitors. While you are there to create a win-win situation, the buyer isn't necessarily on the same page. He or she wants to walk away from the table getting the best deal and the lowest possible price. To avoid a circular type of discussion where the buyer continues to attempt to get a price lower, take the focus off of the dollar and discuss value. There is some interest, want, need, or challenge that your product is filling in the mind of the buyer if they are still at the table and willing to deal. 1. Ask questions the buyer can answer in his or her own words that demonstrate the value of your product or service. Can you afford to work with a less experienced firm? 2. Present a problematic scenario the buyer's business would likely come across that your solution would solve for him. Imagine a sales meeting where the buyer wants a particular product at a price that is below your bottom line, the concession you have set in advance of the meeting. If the buyer is interested in the product because it will solve a problem or a challenge, what related products does your company sell that also support a resolution for that challenge, need, or issue? Offering a discount on this type of cross-sale item may make it a win-win negotiation from the buyer's perspective, which boosts your sales quota and possibly opens the door for greater sales into the buyer's company in the future. Quid pro quo, giving to get. There is a mistaken perception that to make a sales rep has to give the buyer everything he or she demands. In reality, buyers are focused on relationships with trusted sale reps as well. They want to have a good working relationship with those they do business with on a regular basis. A quid pro quo or this for that doesn't mean that everything is split down the middle. What the seller may be offering to the buyer includes insight, ideas, and new knowledge on a product or service that can help their business. Beyond forming the foundation of a strong working relationship, equality is established during these meetings, and you are able to refrain from handing over too much power to the buyer. In return, the buyer will be more open to taking advice and service from the trusted and knowledgeable sales rep. The buyer is also more likely to provide a referral for the seller to a friend or business associate, or even an online connection. Healthy buyer and seller relationships create a mutual willingness to work together. This type of trusted advising can set the tone for how the next meetings will unfold. It isn't uncommon at a sales meeting for a buyer to make requests of the seller to get a better deal. You, the seller, must also make requests of the buyer, such as agreeing to future orders or signing a long-term contract. This should be a back-and-forth discussion between you and the client, and should not be based on how it will happen, but on solving problems and finding a good middle ground. Timing is everything, writing terms and agreement. A negotiation is not over until all aspects of the transaction have been discussed, detailed, and accepted by all parties at the table. A critical mistake in negotiating with buyers is to start drawing up the contract with the first agreement on the table. This can waste time, confine the discussion, and create assumptions that point A will not be impacted after discussion of points B and beyond. This type of confinement can stifle creativity, and, instead of broadening the options and possibilities to create win-win situations, it can dramatically narrow the options. Provide as many solution-oriented suggestions, options, and ideas as possible in a clear and concise manner that is not a formal proposal. Once something is set in stone, the party that likes that suggestion will be harder to negotiate with. The party to the agreement that doesn't like the terms resents that line on the paper and is already feeling as if they are in a losing position. Keeping things free and open until all aspects of the deal are addressed paves the way for openness, honesty, and opportunities. Keep a record of key points to ensure that all issues are included in the final contract. Jotting down a few notations keeps the information fresh and in your face, helping you to formulate new ideas and solutions. Be very transparent with customers. Make it clear that this is your way of remembering what was discussed and helping your prospect reach the best possible solution for his organization. Transparency is a key factor in building trust and forming a strong bond with your prospect. These notes also provide a way to move in for the close. It provides a quick summary of the latest aspects of the agreement. It is also a non-threatening way to go back and see if the latest add to the sales contract will impact any of the other items or terms already discussed. This is also a way to learn the negotiating styles of the others at the table. This information is invaluable in planning your next meeting, as you can better anticipate reactions, propose options that will satisfy your buyer, and alter the method of your negotiation to come into alignment with their style. Closing and celebrating. While it is important that you celebrate a win with your sales team, it is equally, if not more important for the sales representative to find a way to celebrate with the client to improve their working relationships. Celebrating usually occurs after the contract has been signed. This means staying focused and verbally confirming with the client the terms of the sale, filling in the contract, and collecting all necessary signatures. After the deal is closed, take a few minutes and let the client know how much you appreciate his or her business. Thank them, and also mention that you are not just interested in a one-time transaction, but a long-term business partnership that mutually benefits both of you. After all, they have just signed your paycheck, whether they know it or not. 1. Write. Don't email. Write them a personalized thank you card on stationery paper or a postcard. Second gift, send them a gift card to one of their favorite restaurants or stores. Research them on LinkedIn or Facebook to find out what they like. 3. Wine and dine. Even better than sending a gift card, insist on taking them to an event or going out to lunch or dinner. This creates time to spend with your client outside of work and can foster trust and aid in building a great relationship. 4. Become their customer. Buy from your client's business. If you have a client that owns a business you are personally interested in and can afford to invest in, go shopping at his or her store or employ their services. Nothing says, "I appreciate your business," like giving them more business. 5. Check in often. Nothing says, "I care and I am grateful for your business," like checking in on the customer often. Simply by checking in and asking how business is going, you will not only show appreciation, but you will also discover new business opportunities. The client will open up more about his business problems and desires. Your job is to determine how your product or service can fulfill those desires and solve those problems. Summary. Sometimes, in the discussion in or after the meeting, you may set up another meeting or provide exact details on the immediate next steps that will be taken. Your prospect is now a client, and he/she should feel like one and continue to be serviced as if they were a hot lead. This type of communication at the close of the sale is the cornerstone for building a genuine long-term relationship. Setting a meeting with the decision maker involves negotiation skills in itself and is key to every sale. Negotiating with the decision maker requires superior product knowledge, research, charisma, and communication skills. Leading, navigating, and closing a sales meeting as a win-win negotiation, where both parties have similar goals, clear concessions, and mutual respect, is the sign of a top sales professional. Controlling the flow of the meeting, negotiate deals on the fly, and create the foundation of a meaningful, long-term relationship that is beneficial to both parties. These are the sales professionals in the top 10% with a customer base and client list that aren't just numbers on CRM software. They are individuals that trust, respect, and value the insight, information, and the products and services that the sales rep brings to every meeting.